For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane here in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And make Village Green your resource for questions about your health via their website or the store on Cedar Lane. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, this is a reminder, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Next week, tune in for Kevin's interview with Dr. Joseph Lamb on osteoarthritis. Now, today, I'm very excited. Our guest is David Katz, MD, MPH. He's founding director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center and editor-in-chief of the journal Childhood Obesity. Our subject today is his latest book, Disease Proof: The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. Now, the book equips readers with knowledge to manage weight, improve immune function, reprogram our genes, and prevent and reverse life-altering illnesses. I want to give you a little bit more background on Dr. Katz. He's a magna cum laude graduate of Dartmouth College, achieved his MD from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, and his MPH from the Yale University School of Public Health. He's a two-time diplomat of the American Board of Internal Medicine, a board-certified specialist in preventive medicine, public health, and a clinical instructor in medicine at the Yale School of Public Health. His expertise is extensive. We don't even have time on this program to cover it all. He is the recipient of many awards for his contributions to public health and medical education, and has been named one of America's top physicians in preventive medicine three times by Consumers Research Council of America, and he serves as a judge of best diets for the annual ranking published by the U.S. News and World Report. So welcome to the show, Dr. Katz.
Thanks so much, Dana. I appreciate the very kind introduction. I'm sure my mother loved it if she's listening in.
Yes, as a mother of sons who do quite a bit, I understand her. And I'm sorry we couldn't talk more. Your portfolio, the books you've written, it's fabulous. And if people are interested, I'm giving your website out. It's www.davidkatzmd.com. That's David, KATZMD.com. So let's get started, maybe a little bit of an overview as to this book. I like the name, by the way, Disease Proof.
Yeah, I do too. Actually, it was chosen by the publisher, and we wrestled over it quite a bit, because the one thing I'm committed to above all, Dana, is absolute honesty. And you know, I thought, well, we have to quickly append a caveat. We can't make an absolute guarantee here. What I tell people about their health, it actually reminds me of the poem Invictus. I'm the captain of my fate. I'm the master of my soul. And, you know, in essence, with our health, we are the captain of the ship, and we control the ship and the sails, but not the wind and the waves. And so stuff can happen. Even if you do everything right, stuff can happen. But what we can do is slash risk of all major chronic disease, heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, dementia, by an astounding 80%. So, I thought, well, you know, disease-proof may make it sound like you're completely disease-proof, and, you know, we can't make that guarantee. But it really does capture the essence of the promise, and, you know, I think we're so focused in our culture on, you know, we all get sick and then we get treated, and we sort of take it for granted that that has to happen, that men at middle age are going to get heart disease, that a decade later women are going to get heart disease, that type 2 diabetes is going to be rampant, that we're all going to know and love people who've been affected by heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, or dementia. It absolutely doesn't have to be that way. We have the knowledge to change that. We're just not implementing it.
Well, I like the way you say that, and I've been at this a long time, 45 years, and at one time it was quackery to talk to people about diets that could reduce your risk for cancer and heart disease, and that was particularly true in Maryland, where I live and practice.
Well, there's still a lot of quackery. That's the problem, Dana, and you know, frankly, first of all, I really appreciate you having this interview because, you know, again, I certainly like to think, you know, I'm the real deal. I would much rather tell the truth and not sell it to anybody than be a bestseller and be making up nonsense. But, you know, would that it were that way universally. It's not. It's very, very tempting to promise the moon and stars and find yourself on the bestseller list and, you know, worry about the confabulation all the way to the bank. That's really, you know, that's the prevailing trend. So, you know, the charlatanism still abounds. There are a lot of false promises. Lose 37 pounds in 12 minutes and just sprinkle this pixie dust on your head. And because people, you know, I don't really quite understand this, to be honest. I mean, perfectly sensible people who don't believe in silly get-rich-quick schemes do seem to believe in get-healthy-quick schemes and lose-weight-quick schemes. And it's the same nonsense. So we really need to start thinking about health with the same common sense we apply to wealth, and we'd be much better off. So there are these false promises. They're still out there. But mine is the real promise. This is something that is honest and true and evidence-based and consistent and reliable and applicable not just to you but to your children, your loved ones, and your parents, and everybody forever. And I hope we rally around the truth. I mean, it lacks the sex appeal of lose 37 pounds in 12 minutes. I admit that. But it's honest. It's real. And, you know, frankly, what worthwhile thing in life is effortless and instantaneous? Nothing is. We know that we have to work hard for the things that matter. There's work involved in having health and vitality, but it's a relatively small investment with an absolutely incredible return. Our culture needs to rally around that.
Well, I love your message, and that is true. People have to learn to be discerning because we're inundated now with information that just was not the case even 20 years ago. And I think the more people expose themselves to solid reading, the better able they are to discern when they hear, you know, lose 37 pounds in 12 minutes,
yeah,
as you said.
Yeah, well, you know, you make a good point, Dana, and it's absolutely true. As a practicing physician, I can tell you that at the start of my career, the problem tended to be people just didn't know stuff. And then, you know, you had to fill the empty vessel, and that's fine because being a doctor is being a teacher. That's actually what doctor means in the original Greek. But now everybody knows everything, and most of it's wrong, and that's much harder. You know, everybody surfs the Internet. Everybody, you know, is subject to this, that, and the other wild claim. And they come in, you know, convinced that, you know, that 15 minutes surfing the Internet is a good alternative to 9 years of postgraduate education. So, you know, the hard part is disabusing my patients of the nonsense they've fallen in love with. I mean, the latest example is that all grains are bad for us. I mean, that's a best-selling book right now. So, you know, wheat is making us fat and grains are making us stupid. That's sort of the prevailing mentality now. And, you know, patients sort of fall in love sequentially with one dietary claim after another. I mean, after all, the last one didn't work, so this one must be right. And it's a very hard job to try and get people to fall out of love with that and to embrace the solid, reliable truth that really has stood the test of time. So, yeah, way too much nonsense out there. It's a real impediment to public health progress.
Well, I see the problem as people looking for the right diet. I actually lost a patient who kept saying to me, "What diet do you recommend?" I said, "It's different for every person I see. I need to know your history, more about your family history, how you've reacted to foods. We need to see lab work. And now we have some of the gene SNPs we can look at
right.
to determine
right.
what people should avoid and not avoid. And she just couldn't understand that. She
right.
thought I had one size fits all. And it's, I've started emphasizing it. I used to earlier in my career, but I've gone back to emphasizing that. It's individualized. And
I agree with you, but I think we can get carried away with that too. And what I mean is, you know, you consider other creatures, consider koala bears, consider lions or wildebeest or pick anything. I'm sure that there is substantial genetic variation among koala bears. I mean, no two koala bears are identical any more than two people are identical. On the other hand, all koala bears should basically eat like koala bears. And so
yes.
you know, they eat eucalyptus leaves. Similarly, you know, giant pandas, they all need to eat bamboo. We are Homo sapiens. We're a species. And there is, I think, a danger as you know, we get so preoccupied with, I want a customized approach. I want it just for me. To forget the fact that we are creatures. We are a species. We have much more in common with one another than we have separating us. And yes, individualization makes sense. But the basic theme of healthful eating, which, by the way, Michael Pollan pretty much nails with eat food, not too much, mostly plants. The basic theme applies to all of us. And we know that because studies from populations all around the world show that when we don't smoke, we eat a diet of real foods direct from nature, mostly plants, we exercise routinely, we get enough sleep, we're not overwhelmed by stress, and we have loving social connections, we have relationships that matter. That the rate of all chronic disease in every population that lives that way is 80% less than it is in the United States today. And it's true in Asian, it's true in Mediterranean countries, it's true wherever people do this, it's true among Seventh-day Adventists in California. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or what genes you have. So we are different, but we're more alike than different. And frankly, what I'd like to see is a major movement of the population toward the basic theme of healthful eating. And then we could enjoy the job of looking for variations on the theme to suit each individual.
Yeah, the basics. Mickey Mantle went back to the basics. And
the basics. And you know, that's what Disease Proof is about. And it's why it doesn't have the sex appeal of the books on the bestseller list, because I'm not inventing a new story about what makes us healthy. I spend a little bit of time in the book saying, this is what makes us healthy. It's a fact. You know, just live with it. And you can like it or not like it. Frankly, it doesn't matter. It's the truth. And the rest of the book is about how. And, you know, I'm a 51-year-old guy with five kids and a desk job, and I can outrun, bike, hike, horseback, ride, ski most people half my age, and it's because I practice what I preach. And it's not because I'm a great guy. I mean, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But, you know, I have a skill set. And the case I make in Disease Proof is that willpower will only take you so far. What you really need is skill power. I've got it. You can get it. I want to share it. Here you go. But you have to sign up and learn the skills and apply them. And if you want a shortcut, well, good luck. You know, tell me how that works out for you.
I like that. Skill power. I also want to cover a little bit of background in the next segment on our healthy population, a little bit about the life expectancy numbers that you discussed in your book. So right now we're going to take a brief break. And listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Dr. David Katz.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning. Now, today's guest is David Katz, MD, MPH. He's founding director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center and editor-in-chief of the journal Childhood Obesity. Now, our subject today is his latest book, Disease Proof, The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. And the book gives you a lot of information and some practical guidelines. Dr. Katz, let's talk more about chronic diseases, life expectancy, how this has changed.
Sure. And there is some good news there, Dana, as I suspect you know. In general, life expectancy is increasing, and that's true in developed countries around the world. It's certainly true in the United States. But in this case, the silver lining may obscure the dark clouds. There was a major report on the burden of chronic disease around the world published in The Lancet, one of the prestigious medical journals. And basically what it showed is that the burden of chronic disease, and of course the very name tells the story, these diseases are chronic, you have them for a long time, is rising. It's going up and up and up. And then that was followed up by a report from the Institute of Medicine comparing health status in the United States to peer countries around the world. So these would be other developed countries. And our health status is very poor. So what it means is, the cutting edge of biomedical advance, improvements in pharmacotherapy and surgery and technology, that's pretty good at delaying death. It's not at all good at making health. And so the gap between not dying and really living is growing wider and wider. In other words, life expectancy is going up, but health expectancy, how long you live with vitality, is not keeping pace. So we're spending a larger and larger proportion of our lives ill. And this is particularly dire as we think about kids because, you know, frankly, I just give you one quick example. When I went to medical school, they taught me about two kinds of diabetes, juvenile onset and adult onset. We now talk routinely about type 2 diabetes. In fact, I'm sure our listeners, you know, that's a familiar name. Well, I don't know if they realize that the reason we changed the name from adult onset diabetes to type 2 is because the condition had become a routine diagnosis in kids under the age of 10, and the frequency of that just keeps going up. Well, here you've got a chronic disease of midlife that's now a pediatric epidemic, and it's just one example of many. We're seeing ever more of the serious chronic diseases of late life occurring among children. And so you know, when you get a chronic disease before your 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th birthday, it almost doesn't matter what your life expectancy is, because maybe you're not losing those years from life, but you're certainly losing a lot of life from years. That's the future we're staring at. That's what we need to fix. It's not good enough to delay death, because not dying isn't the same as living. And I think what we want to do is live. And if I may, Dana, just one important reminder. I'm a doctor. People come to see me. They're concerned about their health. I remind my patients, health is not the prize. The prize is living the life you want to have. And the reason you care about health and the reason my job is important is if I can help you be healthy, you'll have more fun. Your life will be better. That's what it's for. So, you know, again, not dying isn't the prize. Living the way you want to live, doing the things you want to do, having a good life, that's the prize. And that requires vitality, not modern technology that just barely keeps us alive. And so life expectancy is a very small part of a much bigger story.
And I like that term you discuss it, the healthy life expectancy. And it's significantly lower than the overall life expectancy. You give the data in your book, and it's about a 10-year difference.
It is. And the important thing is it's widening. So, you know, again, as life expectancy goes up and health expectancy fails to keep pace, as I said, the gap gets bigger and bigger. We spend more and more of our lives living with chronic disease, and it's not fun. It's not fun to be sick. It's not fun to allocate a larger proportion of the time we have here to feeling unwell and not being able to do the things we want to do. And it's the future we risk bequeathing to our children, and it's totally fixable. Just to shift gears, because this gets depressing pretty quickly, Dan, and we don't want to depress people. The good news here is that with knowledge we already have, with knowledge in hand for literal decades, we could eliminate at least 80% of all heart disease, at least 90% of all diabetes, up to 60% of all cancer. I mean, it's stunning. So the disease-proof promise is, quite literally, we could slash the rates of chronic disease by 80%. And for an individual, that means you could reduce your lifetime risk of getting heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, dementia, all the horrible stuff nobody wants to get, by 80%. It's incredible. There is no medication to rival that. There is no medical technology to rival that. We could do that. We just need the willpower to apply what we know and the skill power so that we can actually implement it. We have to translate knowledge into action, and that's where the skill power comes in. And it's totally doable. We just have to commit to it, and we have to stop frittering away the opportunity on false promises and fad diets and all the nonsense that prevails in our culture.
Well said. Let's talk about some concrete changes that people can make. I like them to come away from the show picking up some things that they say, okay, I could start to do that today.
Okay, I agree with you, because, you know, otherwise it's all just philosophy. So 300 pages of the book are filled with examples of, you know, sort of my skill set, and here's how you could do it too. So I'll just pick one example, and you'll tell me when I have to stop talking for the next break, Dana. But let's talk about a sweet tooth. Big problem. I think everybody these days hears lots about the fact that we eat way too much sugar. It's a big part of our problem. It's making us fat. It's making us sick. It's causing diabetes. It's accelerating dementia, all that. The problem with the standard approach to a sweet tooth is, you know, people don't eat sweet because somebody's telling them they should. They eat sweet because it tastes good and they like it and they want it. So then, you know, the challenge is, all right, I've got to give up something I love and that's hard, so I'll give it up even though I love it and want it. And, you know, essentially that's a willpower-based approach, and you hold out as long as you can, and you're saying, I won't eat it, but I want it, I won't eat it, but I want it, I won't eat it, but I want it, I want it, I'm going to eat it. And then you're back where you started from, and that's the problem with willpower. It lasts until it stops working for you. Well, there's a totally different approach. There's this skill power approach. This is what I would recommend, and I call this taste bud rehab. There is more added sugar, and I mean this quite literally, in many pasta sauces than there is in ice cream topping. There is more added sugar in many breakfast cereals than in many cookies. There is added sugar in pasta sauce, salad dressing, condiments, crackers, bread, even chips. There are potato chips that have sugar sprayed on as the final ingredient. It's crazy. But in every one of those categories, there are alternative products right on the same shelf that don't have the added sugar. Most people don't know the difference. Well, we teach people the difference in the book. I teach my patients the difference. And I suggest, look, don't give up the stuff you love. Trade up. trade up your bread, trade up your crackers, trade up your chips. I mean, who really cares if they don't have added sugar in their pasta sauce? It's still going to taste like tomatoes. You're still going to like it. Well, first, there's the advantage of taking gram after gram after gram of sugar out of your diet and not even really missing it and taking all those calories out as well. If you stop there, you'd already be much better off. But the beauty of it is when you stop bathing your taste buds in all that sugar all day long, they come out of their sugar-induced coma, they're much more sensitive to sugar, and now all of a sudden that dessert you thought you couldn't give up actually starts tasting too sweet. Taste buds are malleable little fellows. When they can't be with the foods they thought they loved, they quickly learn to love the foods they're with, so you can rehabilitate them. You can come to prefer all of your foods less sweet, and now you're not giving up anything you love, you're trading up, and you're actually learning to love food that loves you back. And this works for a sweet tooth. It works just as well for salt. It works as well for improving nutritional quality in a variety of ways in every category. And it's one example of how if you know what to look for, know what products to pick, know how to trade up, you can make these incremental adjustments that take the heavy lifting out of improving your diet, but confer all of the same benefits.
Well, you know, what you're talking about is hot news right now, the new labeling proposals that will identify added sugars, make the calorie count obvious and realistic portions instead of half a cup as a serving, when that's not necessarily true of most of what people are eating. So it looks good, and hopefully it will change. Hasn't it been 20 to 30 years since we changed
it? It has actually, since the tenure of Dr. David Kessler, who's a good friend of mine, and in addition to being the head of the FDA when the current nutrition label was implemented, came to Yale to be our dean of medicine for a time after that. And I know he's a supporter of the new changes. And I think they're great as far as they go, but I also don't think they go far enough. And so as you likely know, Dana, one of the signature projects in my career was to lead the development of a system that's now called NUVAL, N-U-V-A-L. What we did, a team of scientists from throughout North America, was build the overall nutritional quality index. And essentially it takes all of the important nutrient properties of a food, weights them for their specific health effects, and puts them through a complex formula and spits out a number between 1 and 100. The higher the number, the more nutritious the food. And it's the only nutrient profiling system on the planet thus far shown to correlate with health outcomes. The higher the average NUVAL scores of your foods, the lower your risk of dying prematurely from any cause or getting chronic disease. And that was the result of the Harvard study in 100,000 people. So, you know, I think we can do even better. I mean, imagine how easy that is. There are 1,700 supermarkets around the country that have NUVAL. A score goes in front of all the foods right next to the price. And all you have to do is be able to count, you know, higher numbers of more nutritious foods. So you don't have to bother looking at those pasta sauces, trying to figure out which one has the added sugar. You can just look at the scores and see, well, this one's a 6 and this one's a 56. That's a pretty easy decision. I'll buy the 56. And what we've been able to show in research we've done is that you can trade up substantially and not have to spend more money. It's kind of an urban legend that more nutritious food costs more. Problem is most people don't know how to identify the more nutritious food in the first place, and so they're easily talked into spending more money on food that pretends to be more nutritious, like low-fat peanut butter or multigrain bread, and often it isn't even more nutritious. It's just marketing hype. So, you know, I think we can do even better, but yes, it is an improvement to be honest about serving sizes. You know, if it's a 20-ounce bottle of soda and somebody's going to drink the whole thing, you know, to give calories per 8 ounces is not terribly helpful. Tell them how many calories are in the 20 ounces so people know what's what. It's a good start.
Well, it goes back to what you said about truth and really giving people information they can use rather than couching it in ways that deceive. So I love the NUVAL.
Well, thank you. And listeners should know, NUVAL has been used to score about 100,000 foods, and obviously you can't put 100,000 foods in a book, but we did put about 1,000. So there's a representative overview of how the system works and what the scores look like. And what we wanted to do in disease group is show people the incredible opportunity to trade up within categories. I mean, you know, I'm a nutrition guy. I practice what I preach. I have an optimal diet. I mean, I do all the things I say people should do. and I have vitality to show for it, and frankly, you know, my life is better. So, I mean, it's not, again, it's not because I'm a terrific guy, it's because I want what everybody wants. I want a good life, and I know this really works, and I've got the skill set. I want to share that. But, you know, I admit that, frankly, I like chips and salsa, and, you know, it doesn't satisfy me when I'm in the mood for chips and salsa to be reminded that broccoli's really good for me. Okay, terrific, but right now I want chips and salsa. And I think everybody feels that way. Well, the good news is you can trade up your salsa and you can trade up your chips, and Nuval empowers us to do that, and it shows, look, yes, by all means, eat more broccoli, but when you feel like having chips and salsa, eat the best salsa and the best chips. And that, too, makes a difference because it's less salt and less calories and no added sugar and more fiber and more nutrients and more whole grain and all the good stuff. And, you know, it's just incredible how it can add up to a huge difference in the quality of your diet if you trade up all these individual choices. And I hasten to add, Dana, that the there's an equal emphasis in the book on other things, physical activity, you know, how do you fit that into your daily routine? And then other priorities, too, like sleep and managing stress and treating chronic pain. We have to be holistic about our health. If you are sleep-deprived or have chronic pain, that will be the reason you can't exercise or eat better, and addressing that probably has to come first. So, we help guide readers to address those other issues as well.
Well, we will talk about that in the next segment. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Today's guest is Dr. David Katz, MD, MPH, founding director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center and editor-in-chief of the journal Childhood Obesity. Our subject is his latest book, Disease Proof, The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. And we've covered the increase in chronic diseases at younger and younger ages. We've talked about diet, the eating habits, and the NuVal program. Talk a little bit more about the NuVal, and then let's expand. You mentioned the lifestyle changes that we need to achieve.
Right, right. So, you know, I have long looked at the problems that confront modern public health, like a flood of highly processed, hyper-palatable, energy-dense, nutrient-dilute, glow-in-the-dark, bet-you-can't-eat just one kind of foods. And we've heard, Dana, from people like Michael Moss, an investigative journalist who has a great book out, Salt, Sugar, Fat, that our food supply is being willfully engineered by PhDs in nutritional biochemistry to be addictive. I mean, you know, it's not a level playing field. I mean, you know, big companies are paying big salaries to smart people to figure out how to maximize the number of calories it takes us all to feel full. And somebody's laughing about it all the way to the bank. So, you know, we're up against that food supply. We're up against marketing dollars, you know, encouraging us and our children to eat the foods that make us fat and sick. We're dealing with a constant influx of technology that does all the things muscles used to do. So it's a great big flood. And if you want to contain floodwaters and turn the tide, you need something like a levee. And no one sandbag can do what a whole levee can do. And in this case, the sandbags are programs and tools and resources that empower us to own our own health, to eat well, be active, and you know, to have the lives we want to have. I like to invoke the Spider-Man movies, with great power comes great responsibility. Well, the corollary to that, then, is that if we're going to take responsibility, we need to be empowered. We certainly can't be disempowered and still take responsibility. NuVal is one of many examples of the kind of work we do in my lab, the Health Prevention Research Center, and my nonprofit, Turn the Tide, to try and help empower people. But I think it's the single biggest contribution I've been able to make to the levy. So, you know, essentially the story goes back to 2003, and I won't tell it at any length, but I was a member of a group of 15 academics invited by then Secretary of Health Tommy Thompson to come to Washington, D.C. and talk about solutions that the FDA and other federal agencies could implement to combat the trends in obesity and diabetes, which were already very bad and getting worse. And this was basically my suggestion. I said, you know, we need something like GPS for nutrition. My wife has a PhD in neuroscience from Princeton University. She grew up in France, came to this country, learned English, graduated high school, went to Berkeley, graduated Berkeley, went to Princeton, got her PhD. She knows French Mediterranean cooking, which she learned from her mother and her aunt. She's a fabulous cook. She's married to me, knows everything I know about nutrition. We have five children. And all these years, she's done the shopping and the cooking. She is highly motivated, very experienced, very savvy, highly intelligent, highly educated, and even she has a very hard time figuring out, you know, which is the most nutritious bread, because the bread with the most fiber also has the most salt. So is that good or bad? The bread with a little less salt has added sugar. Is that better or worse? The bread without the added sugar and the salt in a reasonable place is the one that has partially hydrogenated oil in the ingredient list, better or worse than the first two? The multigrain bread has the least fiber of all. Is any of them actually a whole grain? So you can get a lot of information about food and still not be able to answer the question, which of these is most nutritious overall? Well, we wanted to solve that problem. I basically told the Secretary of Health, if a PhD in neuroscience from Princeton is not enough to pick out a loaf of bread, I think you guys set the bar a little too high. So here's what we ought to do. We ought to take all of the best science and factor in the judgment of all of the best scientists from multiple disciplines, cancer epidemiology, cardiovascular epidemiology, pediatric endocrinology, nutritional biochemistry, you know, all the relevant disciplines, and turn everything top experts know into a system that any, frankly, nincompoop could use. I mean, it's like GPS. I mean, you know, basically, it's very helpful. I don't know exactly how my GPS works. I know it involves bouncing beams off satellites and trigonometry, but, you know, I trust the experts who put the damn thing together.
Yeah, me too.
And it gets me where I want to go. So, you know, essentially, let's do the same thing for nutrition. I mean, let's look at the factors that actually correlate with health outcomes. Let's do this without any industry involvement, any government involvement, no bias, no conflicts of interest. Let's just do this, you know, sort of by and for public health. And we did. And when we were done, I actually took it to the FDA and tried to give it to them, but they weren't ready. And one of the scientists there said, you know, to get this out and into people's hands fast, while you're young enough to care, you really ought to form a public-private partnership, get a business involved, and, you know, have this be a private sector enterprise, and you'll be off to the races. And the rest is history, because we did. And we got, you know, private sector investment in this. A company was created, Nuval LLC. And, again, right now this system is in about 1,700 supermarkets coast to coast, reaching about 30 million shoppers. Now, there's lots more we could do. We're in some schools. We're in some hospitals. The company has relationships with some insurance companies. There's an app for scanning barcodes and getting scores, but that's available only through clients to certain customers at this point. I'd love for that to be universally available. I'm working on that. So there's a ways to go, but what we've already done is shown you can build something like GPS for nutrition. You can build it in a way that correlates with what really matters, health outcomes and all-cause mortality. So, you know, to be quite blunt about it, I'm proud of this contribution to public health. I think it, you know, really does kind of elevate the standard. I'd like to do much more with it, but I do sleep better at night for having contributed this.
Well, and you should. Every step is an important step. You mentioned Dr. Kessler and his work. And yes, that label eventually became outdated, and unfortunately we didn't look back at it, and the one they're proposing now has its deficiencies too, but it is a step in the right direction. Hopefully we will move more quickly in the future.
I agree, and I think for that to happen, Dana, we really do have to get the clutter out of the way. You know, we really do need a culture that allows dieting to die, for example. I think dieting needs to die. I mean, we can
I love that.
I think dieting needs to die, and you know, we need to focus on living well. I mean, one of the problems with dieting is people do it alone. And as a judge for U.S. News and World Report for several years now, one of the things I've told my colleagues on the editorial staff there is, you know, I think one of the key criteria for these diets we're evaluating is, you know, would they work for the whole family? Are they healthy enough so that whether or not you need to lose weight, you could do this with your family? I don't think that gets nearly enough emphasis because, you know, here we are in an age of epidemic childhood obesity and people are going on diets and leaving their families behind. I think that's irresponsible in terms of, you know, the other members of your household, but I think it also undermines your likelihood of success because in unity there is strength, and when you surrender unity, you surrender strength. And I think family power can make a huge difference. So in Disease Proof, our focus is on, you know, here are strategies for healthy living that you would want to share with the people you love. I mean, why would you withhold the opportunity to, you know, to disease proof yourself from anybody you care about? So whether they need to lose weight or not, whether they're healthy or not, these are strategies that you would proudly and happily share with the people you love. By sharing them, you're paying it forward. And by sharing them and involving the people you love in the effort to live well, you make yourself stronger because you derive the strength from that unity. So our culture needs to change, and we have to stop being suckers. Again, we'll watch sitcoms to laugh at goofy people who sign up for get-rich-quick schemes. We've been doing that at least since, you know, the days of Ralph Cramden and the Honeymooners. And yet, you know, people who ordinarily have common sense seem to turn it off when the hucksters come along with promises of, you know, magical, effortless, instantaneous weight loss or get healthy or you know, take 10 years off of your age schemes. Well, you know, we have to start looking at health realistically. It's a worthwhile thing. It takes effort. You invest in it, and it pays you back with a huge return, and there is no shortcut. And, you know, as long as our culture propagates the notion that we need to be serious about wealth, but we can be goofy nincompoops when it comes to health, we're not going to make the progress we all want to make. We're not going to add years to life and life to years, and we could. And I'm so passionate about it because, you know, these are real people. You know, we talk about public health, but there is no public. There's just you and me and everybody else. These are real people who are suffering real diseases and premature death, and it doesn't need to happen. And I look at it and I see it every day, and, you know, honestly, it can make you a little bit mad because it's a terrible, tragic waste. And, you know, I'm tired of seeing people profiting from false promises at the expense of the lives of ordinary citizens who really could own their own health but keep being talked out of it by this endless parade of magical promises. So our culture needs to reorient, treat health with the respect it deserves, and boy, the benefits could be incredible.
Well, I couldn't agree more. One of my pet peeves is that we do not have ads from the health-oriented industry about, have you had your carrots today? Have you had your green, red, and yellow vegetables today? It's all commercial foods. Now, while some of them are trying to become more healthy, the truth is, the message is from the TV that you need an industry to alter natural foods so that you can eat them. And is there any movement, organized movement, toward trying to just put out ads that can be funny, comical, anyway, that get the attention of the public? I think that's one of the best sources or approaches.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, I love the work of my friend and colleague, Brian Wansink. He's the author of Mindless Eating, which is a terrific book, and his research is just fantastic. And what's unique about Dr. Wansink is his degree, his PhD, is in marketing. So he was trained, to sort of work on the dark side and help talk us into eating all the stuff we shouldn't be eating. And then he switched over to our team and sort of started disclosing all the secrets. Here's how Madison Avenue jerks you guys around. So it's just brilliant stuff. I love it. There is research that he's done and others to show that, if you add sex appeal to veggies, give them cute names, you dress them up, you can market fresh vegetables to kids effectively. You can do it, the same way you market, Lucky Charm cereal. It really works. The problem, as ever, is money.
Yes.
The companies with the highest profit margins, they're not farmers producing fresh produce. They're processed food companies that, use the same four ingredients and a whole bunch of chemicals to produce a wide variety of glow-in-the-dark gloop. And the profit margins are huge, and they have a ton of money to spend on marketing. And so that's where the marketing dollars go. And, if you watch the Sochi Olympics, it was impossible to miss the fact that the two premier sponsors of NBC's coverage were McDonald's and Coca-Cola. So here we were.
I know. I cringed.
The world's elite athletes, right? Let's cut to the commercial and get the impression that the world's elite athletes are running on chicken McNuggets and soda.
Which, it would be interesting to interview the athletes and find out exactly. I'm sure there are a few that are eating junk, but I can't imagine at that elite level they don't understand.
That's right. Exactly right. So it's a clear misrepresentation. But that's the problem. So, it's all about money. But we do have evidence that you can market veggies, and not just to adults, but you can do it effectively to kids as well. We don't seem to have the cultural will. And that's something that, for instance, could be fixed in the Farm Bill. Our Farm Bill subsidizes crops, to feed to animals and for a wide variety of uses. Historically, it really has not subsidized fresh produce for human consumption. But, we could decide as a culture, as a society, that really effective allocation of some of our tax dollars would be to support a marketing campaign of veggies to get our kids more interested, so as parents we don't have to do all the work on our own. But if we may cut back to disease-proof and the stuff that I work on, for the parents listening and the grandparents, I do have something to offer here. We have a free program called Nutrition Detectives. We talk about it in the book, but you can just go right to my website and get your own free copy of the DVD. It's available in English and Spanish, and it's basically a program that does that. It teaches kids, elementary school age group, both why they should care about the foods they choose and what the more nutritious foods are. So in essence, this program is not, it's not just education, it is sort of marketing fresh produce to kids.
Oh, good. Let's talk about that in the next segment, because that is absolutely golden. And I'm glad you brought it up. And for those who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we've been talking to Dr. David Katz. We will continue that conversation right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, tune in for Kevin's interview with Dr. Joseph Lamb on osteoarthritis. We are continuing the discussion with Dr. David Katz, his recent book, Disease Proof, The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. And we're going to carry on more about diet, the nutritional adequacy and inadequacy of foods, something you can find out from NuVal, which is a system that actually evaluates this. And he talked about getting to the kids, nutrition detectives. So let's give our listeners some wind-up tips.
Okay, I'll do it. But actually, Dana, just quickly before that, so your next guest, it sounds like, is going to talk about osteoarthritis. And I do just want to remind people, you know, again, I believe in a holistic approach to health. And it might very well be that, you know, you've got osteoarthritis, you've got pain. Maybe because of the pain, you're not sleeping well. But certainly because of the pain, it's hard to exercise. And you don't exercise, so you gain weight. And when you gain weight, it stresses your joints and they hurt more. And that keeps you up at night. So now you have less energy and you're heavier. And now you're frustrated, and you turn to food to relieve the frustration. You gain more weight, and your joints hurt more, and around it goes. Everything's interconnected. And I respect that as a clinician, and I respect that as an author. And so it's very important, actually, to look at the big picture so that you can address your own health, beginning with what first needs attention. And then what I just described is sort of this degenerating spiral can be reverse engineered, so it's an ascending spiral staircase, and at the top of that is the vitality we all want and I think everybody deserves. And nobody deserves it more than our kids. So let's by all means talk about the kids. We've been very focused on health promotion in children in my lab. I'm editor-in-chief of the journal Childhood Obesity. I'm a father of five. And over the years, with the help of my wife and frankly, the insights of my kids as well, we developed a lot of programming for kids. And I'm particularly proud of Nutrition Detectives, which is basically a food label literacy program. It's what we were able to offer before we could build the NuVal system. It teaches kids and their parents how to identify and why to care about more nutritious food. And we turned it into a free DVD available in English and Spanish, and the program has traction all around the world. It's in thousands of schools. It works just as well at home, by the way, so if you're a parent or grandparent and have a young child at home, you can, you know, just pop in the DVD, and it's 90 minutes of edutainment. And
edutainment.
Again, you know, yeah,
I love that.
Well, it's education and entertainment blended together. It's fun. The kids will enjoy it. We shot it in a really nice facility with special effects and all of that. But the story is, you know, here's why food matters. You are what you eat. You know, the growing body of a child is constructed out of the food they eat and nothing else. We wouldn't build anything we care about out of junk. It's unconscionable to build our children and grandchildren out of junk. But we need the kids in on it. We don't want to just be talking them into eating what they should. We want them to know and care. So I can help. I can help with Nutrition Detectives. It's freely available. It's been studied. It works just like it's supposed to. And, by the way, while we're on this topic, we have a free physical activity program for schools, but it also can work at home, called ABC for Fitness, Activity Burst in the Classroom. And we're trying to reach hard-to-reach kids. The middle school age group is particularly tough to reach. You know, they're a little too old and a little too cool to talk to the way you do the elementary school kids. They're not old enough to reason with the way you would high school students or young adults. So we're reaching them through a music video program called Unjunk Yourself. We're developing a library of music videos with health messages, and we have two of them online on YouTube already, so you can just Google Unjunk Yourself and you would find them. And we're now working on the third, and what our plans are to build a whole library of these and then work with experts in education and turn this library of music videos into a curriculum that schools can use. I mean, imagine how fun and easy it is if the assignment is watch this music video, and then we'll discuss it in class. So, you know, everybody can win. It lightens the load for the teacher. It's effective education. The kids are learning but having a good time doing it. Everybody wins. So this is the kind of thing we're working on. I think there's this huge opportunity to get to health and have a good time doing it. I think we can get to health in the pursuit of pleasure and pleasure in the pursuit of health. I believe we can love food that loves us back. I don't think exercise is onerous or a chore. You know, you see somebody in a wheelchair and you feel badly about it. You hope they're able to get up and walk again. I mean, we can walk, we can dance. It's amazing to me that we feel obligated to count steps. Frankly, if you know, if you've got two working legs and you know everything, your body's working like it's supposed to, we should count our blessings. We take a native animal vitality and squander it. You know, lock it in a cage, let it loose. It will reward you. So we just need to be thinking about health differently. We can raise kids who aspire to health and vitality. And if we do these things, the future is bright.
Excellent. And these are available. People could, I'm sure, Google it. Where can they go for one resource?
The easiest, and you kindly mentioned my website at the beginning, Dana, so that's davidkatzmd.com, and it's sort of one-stop shopping for all the stuff that I'm involved in, links to my blogs and columns and programs. Most of the programming I'm describing is offered for free courtesy of my nonprofit foundation, Turn the Tide. So
okay.
You can Google Turn the Tide Foundation. It's all available there. But just go to my website, davidkatzmd.com, and on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see links to all the things I'm talking about. And help yourself.
Well, thank you for being here. We will have you back. Very interesting.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's been my pleasure.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.